Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Penn State, SMU, noon on Saturday. And we can get to the game. We get to James Franklin needing to beat as many top 10 teams in three games as he had has in his entire Penn State career. We could talk about that, and we will. But they're having a tough time, my God, selling tickets for this game. Like, you look on the secondary market, and it is by far the cheapest entry price out of any of the first-round college football playoff games. I've heard some say they're talking 75, 80,000 people in there. I think that might be overstated, but you're not going to have students because there's no student housing open. And I'm just here to say, you can't be attendance you. You can't be, oh, look, Pitt, no one's going to the games. You can't be those people if there's a single damn empty seat for a playoff game. And I said that. You guys didn't even say that. How can this be the case? I think bad planning's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, students can be on Christmas break, but I don't understand how you're having trouble getting people into Beaver Stadium for this game.
No idea.
Yeah, I mean, they rely on students heavily for, I mean, attendance. They probably get, I don't even know what the number is, 30,000 students?
I'm going to Google it.
2016. Make sure it's dated properly.
Yes.
Be careful. Buyer beware. Students are a part of that, for sure. I think that, let's be honest, of all the games, they probably have the opponent with the least appeal, SMU. You know, Indiana would probably be up there too, but it's an in-state game. You know, it's easy for their fans to get to South Bend if there's any tickets available.
With an Intel AI PC, AI assist.
My bad. Do go on.
What was that?
Yeah,
that was an ad. I'm on PennLive.com. Apparently, the student section at Penn State holds 21,000 typically, and they're shrinking it down significantly for this game.
Really?
Yeah,
21,000. So you figure that they have 10,000 students maybe for this game, 8,000. There's 13 off your 107, 94. Right, that's the math.
Mm-hmm.
And then, thanks.
You don't get a 710 right, well, on the SATs yeah, right. in math.
Yeah. 710.
You know, it's going to be cold. Not that affects anybody. But again, I think the opponent, it is a playoff game. It'll be full. Come on.
I mean, it's the first playoff game in the
Come
history.
Come on.
I just, it
Hotel rooms sense. Up there are a problem.
So that's an issue. There's no question about that.
Is that 3K?
I saw some going for 3K.
Oh.
Yeah.
And probably a three-night minimum.
Yeah.
You probably have to stay there for three nights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not ideal.
Do you think any of it has to do with not wanting to go and watch your team lose to SMU.
Or they think that they're going to just
roll them.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not going to roll them. I'll say that right now. And not because I don't like Penn State. SMU's good.
I think SMU probably covers, but ultimately Penn State wins the game. What does the seat look like underneath James Franklin if they do lose, though? Like, this ain't Ohio State. This ain't Michigan. This ain't the new bully on the block in Oregon. This is an American team that, for the first time, was playing Power 5 football.
Just being neutral right now, if they lose to the newly ACC SMU Mustangs in Penn State,
ooh,
at noon, first time in the playoffs, that seat is burning.
Burning.
Has to be.
Yes.
You can, I mean, it would be burning. No doubt about it.
Yeah, because it's bigger because it's a playoff game, but this is Ohio State, this is Michigan, this is Oregon. Like, they beat everybody else. Like, we know what Penn State is. They're a great football program, and under James Franklin, they are back. Almost. If you lose a playoff game to SMU, or frankly to Boise, I don't think that goes over well.
Mm-mm.
I think the opponent absolutely matters here.
You have the easiest path out of any team, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they don't win two games, like...
I think that's the standard.
If they go lose to Boise, it might still be a warm.
Yep. Somebody tweeted out the operating budgets of these football programs yesterday, and I don't know where it is. I don't know who tweeted it out, but it was a credible source. And Boise's just way down low. SMU, you can't tell because it's a private institution. But, you know, Penn State, Ohio State, all these schools, they spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on football. And I know that SMU does too, in different ways. You can't lose this game optically. No. If you do, I don't think Franklin gets fired. But next year, next year, it's for all the marbles for me. And then I flip it over to Ryan Day. I think they are going to lose to Tennessee. There are going to be a lot of Tennessee fans in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Day, not understanding where he is right now, clearly, said we were playing for a spot in the 12-team playoff. We weren't even focused on the Big Ten. How the frig do you say that after you lose to Michigan? Like, do you not hear the words that are coming out of your mouth? Boy, that's the quiet part out loud.
Ryan Day's seat will definitely be hotter than Franklin.
Oh, I'd fire him if he loses this game.
Yes,
I would.
He's done.
I think he's a good coach, but you're Ohio State. Like, you've lost to Michigan four times in a row. When you play playoff games under Ryan Day, you're losing. That's unacceptable. It just is. And for you to lose a home game, no. I'd fire his ass. Because you're not any of these other schools. Like, you're Ohio State, the world famous Ohio State Buckeyes. You can pluck just about any sitting Power 5 coach.
Yep.
This is a game you have to win. And I think he might have to win more games than just this one.
AD at Ohio State too.
That's right.
Ross Bjork. That Texas A&M made the change there.
I'm not going to make you do this because that's just not fair. Can you name every AD?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Interesting. Every playoff game is at least a touchdown spread. Every first-round game.
I mean, we've seen that in the old 14 playoff. More often than not, you were getting duds.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, Notre Dame.
Seven, right?
Seven. SMU, Penn State, 8.5. Tennessee, Ohio State, 7.5. That's a lot in the 8-9 game. That is a lot.
I look. People talk about Tennessee's offense and the old Baylor stuff, and you spread them out wide and do all that. Their defense is good.
Yeah, their defense is really good.
Way good. Maybe the best in football.
It probably is.
Yeah, they're outstanding defensively.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, if you look at this game, like, I think both fan bases, Ohio State and Penn State, are fed up enough with the coach that whether or not the AD, Pat Kraft, or Ross Bjork at Ohio State want the seat to get warm, if they lose this game, it gets warm.
Yes.
It gets really warm.
Well, and here's a text. The anti-PSU sentiment with you three in this station is ridiculous. So you're telling me, Texter, and I'm serious here. I'm not going to shout you down or anything. You're telling me James Franklin loses to SMU and everything's hunky-dory, just right. All systems go, or just put one foot in front of the other? Come on now. I'm not saying they're going to lose the game, and so maybe this is all moot, but like, we're going into a game and you talk about what happens if you win, what happens if you lose. What happens if you win is you're playing another game that you should win. And if Penn State goes to the Final Four, that's a great season.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody's poo-pooing that. But because of the draw and because of how they lost to Oregon, I mean, I didn't think they were going to be competitive. And for a while, they weren't. That showed balls. That showed a Drew Aller that I didn't know existed.
Yep.
Because of all that, you cannot lose either of these games. And if you do, it's fair to say, hey, James, what are we doing, man? That's just the nuts of it.
I mean, you're basically playing two G5 teams, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, SMU's 1 year into the ACC, not even a whole year into the ACC. And Boise State's, a G5 team. Now, yeah, they did what they're supposed to do, but you're playing them on a neutral site. I mean, right? Like, you're playing them on a neutral site in the Fiesta Bowl. It's going to be all Penn State. It'll be another home game.
Mm-hmm. Hotel's cheaper out there.
Be another home game.
It'd be fun.
But, you know, my retort to that texture would be, like, you're probably the same person saying Franklin isn't getting it done because we're not winning the Big Ten every year.
Right, but we are not allowed to say it because we're not Penn State people.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's ridiculous.
I respect their program immensely.
I do too.
And I think he's done a great job.
So do I.
However, they define great by doing something they haven't done, and they're positioned to, financially, attendance, everything, to win a national championship. They've got every box checked, but they haven't beaten a top 10 team. I mean, they're 96% loss.
Yeah.
Every true Penn State fan that I've ever talked to feels the same way. Like, you gotta, like, you have to, you cannot lose this game. You can't even lose in the next round.
No.
Or it's unacceptable. Like, every true Penn State fan feels that way.
Yeah, it's not like they drew Georgia. Like, that, and even then, I mean, look, you could beat Georgia. And if I had to put money down on this, I won't. But if I had to put money down on it, I'd say that they're going to win these next two games. But what's interesting is if they don't. Like, taking care of business is not interesting. The ramifications of failure are interesting. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We just went around college football, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009. We're going to get more into a game tonight that affects the Steelers. on Thursday Night Football when we come back at the top of the hour. Any of these other games doing it for you?
Tennessee, Ohio State's doing
yeah,
it for me.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to watching Indiana Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Might be snowing in South Bend tomorrow night.
I think Indiana beats them.
Really?
I don't.
I do.
I don't. In fact, I think Notre Dame beats them by 10 points or more.
I heard Notre Dame is wearing all black, and I can't stand it. Can't stand it. Drives me nuts. Hate that. Playoff game.
You like tradition.
Yeah, wear the golden domes.
Yeah.
It would be the story in college football this year, almost regardless of what happens from here on out, if Indiana beats Notre Dame.
They've
in a
already been
game.
This story.
I know, but like...
Why not continue it? That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been the story.
I guarantee you, you ask Cignetti who he would want to play, and this is exactly
No question. My only thing, and this is not to take anything away from them at all, is they got decapitated against Ohio State.
Yes.
Decapitated.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just don't think they're...
Do you think Notre Dame's that good?
I think up front, yes. And I saw a huge disparity in line play when Indiana played Ohio State. When they played the best of the best of the Big Ten. And their schedule is what it is.
They have murdered people since then, though. I think that might have been the best thing
for
them.
Yeah, but how do you lose that game?
I know.
If there's such a disparity between size and players.
You're probably that's a good point, Doran.
Honestly.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you, but it happens every single year. I think you are who you are now, and it's not always who you were in September.
Mm-hmm.
And the more recent game where a team looked like they got some serious weaknesses, I saw more in Indiana than I have in Notre Dame in recent games. But they've done a hell of a job at Indiana.
Yeah,
I don't want this to be confused with me hating on Indiana, because Kurt's done a great job there, Shanny's done a great job there, Tino since they've done a great job, but the path hasn't exactly been difficult.
No, and here's the other thing. They could be playing with just total house money. Go in there free.
They are.
They should.
Yeah. Go
Absolutely.
In there free.
Absolutely.
All the pressure's on Notre Dame.
Them and Boise are the two teams, and maybe SMU, are playing with house money.
Yeah.
Especially SMU. SMU and Indiana are playing with house money.
That's what scares me about if I'm Penn State. With the speed they have.
That's real, too.
With the speed they have. Like, Penn State's bigger. They're more physical. They're not as fast.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather would seem to favor Penn State.
Good talk, gentlemen.
Yes. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.